Hello there. I'm Vishwajit Mohan, and you are tuning into Season 5, Episode 4 of Freya Regulatory Radio, Consumer. Today, we'll be talking about the important changes introduced by MoCRA, focusing on how manufacturers and brand owners deal with adverse events linked to their products. So, buckle up and let's get informed. Previously, reporting adverse events for cosmetics wasn't mandatory. While manufacturers were encouraged to have safety monitoring systems, it wasn't a legal requirement. Now, under the new MoCRA regulations, cosmetic companies must include a domestic address, phone number, or website where consumers can report adverse events. This ensures clear communication channels and allows companies to take swift action when needed. But that's not all. MoCRA also mandates reporting of serious adverse events, which include life-threatening situations, hospitalization, significant disabilities, congenital anomalies, infections, severe disfigurement, or medical interventions, to prevent the above. If your company receives a report of a serious adverse event, you have 15 business days to submit it to the FDA using Form 3500A. Additionally, you must include a copy of the product's label. Remember, your responsibility doesn't end there. MoCRA requires you to maintain records of all adverse events for 6 years and 3 years for small businesses. This includes even non-serious events, with some exceptions. If you receive a new medical information related to a previously reported serious event within a year, you must submit that information within 15 days as well. Transparency is key under MoCRA. The FDA can access your adverse event records during inspections and may even share them with qualified individuals and agencies. They can't share personally identifiable information, but the overall safety data can be crucial for various organizations. So, what does this mean for your company? It's time to prepare for compliance. Set up internal systems to collect, record, track, and submit adverse event reports efficiently. This might involve monitoring complaints across various channels like email, phone, and your website. Remember, MoCRA is not just about regulations, it's about ensuring consumer safety. By following these guidelines, you can contribute to a more transparent and responsible cosmetics industry. Thanks for joining me today. This is just a starting point. If you have any questions or need further guidance on MoCRA compliance, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Until next time, stay informed, stay safe, and stay tuned.